This is the Morning News on LBC.
The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have arrived in New York for a three-day visit that will include a meeting for Prince William with President Obama at the White House and a tour of the 9/11 Memorial in Lower Manhattan. The royal couple, making their first joint visit to America's East Coast, will also meet Hillary and Chelsea Clinton, visit organisations specialising in youth and child development, promote British talent in New York's creative industries, and attend an NBA basketball game. LBC's US correspondent Simon Mark says New York and Washington are agog with excitement.
Even before William and Kate's plane touched down here last night, Americans were being prepared for the arrival of the royal couple. On morning television...
London's calling. The British invasion is coming to the Big Apple. William and Kate, a visit fit for a king and future queen.
On America's late night shows...
Tonight we'll be taking a look at the pros and cons of... William and Kate visiting New York City. Pro, seeing the naked cowboy in Times Square. Con, realizing it's actually Prince Harry. Oh, really?
And at the White House, where on Friday, spokesman Josh Earnest confirmed Prince William will visit President Obama and Vice President Biden. It'll be the Duke's first visit to Washington.
The President looks forward to thanking the Duke of Cambridge for the hospitality shown to him by the royal family during the President's recent visits to the United Kingdom. This visit underscores the special relationship between the United States and the United Kingdom.
Over the next 48 hours, the royal couple have a very full schedule and will be splitting up for part of their time in the US. While William is at the White House, then the World Bank, to make a speech about the illegal trade in wildlife, Kate will be back in New York visiting Harlem and touring an early child development center. It's one of three youth-related projects she'll visit. Lori Medoff is the founder and president of one of them, the City Kids Foundation.
Not even the young people know who's coming. They do know the VIP is coming, and one of them said, is Beyonce coming? You know, or Jay-Z?
So how do you think they're going to feel when William and Kate walk through the door?
I think they will be thrilled. I think they will be stunned.
After that, William and Kate will co-host an event about wildlife conservation with Hillary and Chelsea Clinton. They'll watch the Brooklyn Nets take on the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's basketball for the uninitiated. And on Tuesday, they'll be together for what in many ways is the centerpiece of their visit, a tour of the 9/11 Memorial Museum in Lower Manhattan, where they'll pay tribute to those who lost their lives in the Al-Qaeda attacks on America. Throughout, they'll be staying at the so-called Tower of Power, New York's storied Carlyle Hotel.
C'est si bon.
The cabaret of Eartha Kitt was once a staple in its bar. Famous guests have included John F. Kennedy, Michael Jackson, and Princess Diana. The actress Elaine Stritch liked the place so much, she lived there. While William and Kate have not visited New York together before, Manhattan did go mad for them just a few months ago.
Come on, I didn't get the shot.
This was the sound when their waxworks went on display at the New York branch of Madame Tussauds. Many of the same paparazzi are likely to dog their steps over the next 2 days, as the US, a country with no royal family of its own, is back in a frenzy over ours. Simon Marks, LBC, Washington.